Ramaswamy, Colorado Supreme Court Decision of Blatant Act of Election Interference. By Jeff Poor on December 25, 2023. On this week's episode of Fox News Channel Sunday Morning Futures, 2024 Republican presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy criticized the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that allowed former President Donald Trump to be barred from the Republican primary ballot next year. Ramaswamy called the court's action election interference. "Why did you say you will remove your name from the ballot?" host Maria Bartiromo said. "Tell us what this decision from the Supreme Court of Colorado means today." "Well, it's an unconstitutional and flagrant violation of the way we conduct elections in this country, Maria," Ramaswamy replied. "This is not the way we do things in the United States of America. We, the people, are the ones who select our leaders, not unelected cabals of Democrat judges in back offices. Now, the reason I made the statement I did, Maria, is very practical. If every Republican in the Colorado GOP primary also says we're not participating, then this blatant act of election interference has no impact. So, I wanted to lead by example to say that, if they are going to forcibly remove Trump's name from that ballot, then I would voluntarily remove myself too," and called on Chris Christie and Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis to do the same thing. "I have to say I was disappointed to hear radio silence or worse from those other candidates, who said they wanted to still collect their delegates," he continued. "I think there's no point in actually collecting a small number of delegates if we're tolerating this level of blatant election interference. But I am a problem solver. I think that is one way the Republican Party can solve this problem. And within minutes of my hearing this, that's exactly what I felt was the right move to make. And so I announced that. And I say this as somebody, Maria, I'm running to win this election. It would be a lot easier for me, for us, if Donald Trump weren't in the race to win. But what are we winning for? It's to protect a constitutional republic. And that's the first principle we have to stand for above all." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.